This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Nights with Laura and Morty, the music on Hope 103.2. It is Wednesday night, which means it is time for The Forum with Wendy Gilbert from the Yaya Revolution. We've kicked off a new series on parenting. Tonight we're going to be talking about the current culture of teens, how they're represented, how you're seen to be, and how parents can actually influence what that culture looks like. Wendy, hello.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much for coming back with us tonight. So, how are teens currently perceived at the moment?
Oh, I think generally in a very negative light. If I ever say, oh, I think teenagers are amazing and I love them, people look at me like I'm, you know, that there's something wrong with me.
Or, don't you watch Today Tonight? Haven't you seen the stories?
Yeah, exactly. And, if you know, I often talk to young parents and I ask them this question, you know, do people say to you, just wait till they're a teenager or enjoy them now, it only gets worse? It's a very cultural thing that we live in. There's a lot of stereotypes around teenagers. And look, you know, there's stereotypes about all sorts of things in our society, but particularly in this area, I'm really passionate about seeing some changes because I know it not only affects the parents, but it affects the kids. So I thought it'd be a great topic to start with as a foundation for looking at parent-teen relationships over the next few weeks, but just look at these stereotypes and how it impacts us as families, as parents, as teens, etc.
So if we are wanting to set up a change in this arena, I guess you'd call it, what do you reckon the ideal picture of what a teen should look like, what they should perceive as should be?
Okay, so I think we look at what we value in young people because, okay, they may make choices that, you know, are spontaneous and may seem, you know, different to what we would choose. But, you know, that beautiful spontaneity is what we need as adults. We often lose it. We become so structured and boring. I think we need to value who they are and their creativity and their innovation. And their approach to life is actually wonderful. I actually love working with teenagers because they're fresh and they're raw and they're passionate. You know, all those things that we need and we so easily forego as adults. So I think we need to change the way we see them. And also, you know, cut them some slack. My gosh, just because they're having a bad day doesn't mean they're a typical teenager. I mean, there's plenty of disgusting adults walking around this planet with, you know, bad attitudes and rude mouths, and nobody goes, oh, typical adult. So we need to just, you know, cut them a little bit of slack and don't label everything that they do as typical teenage behaviour, because really it's just people having a bad day, whether they're young or old. So I think we can, you know, start to see a different picture. Now, for me, this whole area, I'm very passionate because I think it affects the everyday living of families. So what happens to young parents? Their kids start coming to 12, 13, 14, 15, and fear rises in their heart. You know, their kid might do something silly, and straight away they respond out of fear. Now, when we operate in relationships out of fear, we become controlling, we become angry, we don't think through things logically. We don't, and we, as a parent, we can't set strong, healthy boundaries. We can't have positive interactions with our kids when we're parenting out of fear. So that's why it's really important for parents. For kids, if they're continually hearing, oh, typical teenager, or just wait till you're a teenager, or moody teenager, or they're all rebellious, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. It just goes into their heads and they think, oh, that's normal. That's how I'm supposed to be. I'll just be rude. I'll just be moody. I'll be difficult. Everybody thinks I am anyway. So it just creates this picture in their heads and then they live out of that. So I think it's really important as a culture, as adults, to start thinking how we speak about them and how we operate with young people, how we interact with them and what we say about them is really important.
Yeah, so without taking the responsibility completely away from the teenagers and how they behave,
absolutely.
Do you think that a lot of it, though, rests with the parents and what voices they're choosing to listen to and what kind of messages they're, like, you know, I guess receiving and building into their own mentalities?
I think it's both. I think, like you said, you can't, every relationship is two-sided. I think as adults, we can really make a huge difference. You know, I mean, I deliberately, out of my mouth, call teenagers amazing. I go, I love teenagers, they're amazing. So you're shifting a culture straight away. I shift a culture in my home and go, you guys are amazing, you've got a bright future, you know, you've got lots of great talents, you can do amazing things with what God's put in your life, you know, help to build strength into their world. So obviously, as a parent, I have a huge responsibility. And kids have a responsibility to respond well. And I think we sort of talked about that probably a couple of months ago now, you know, children responding to their parents well. They do have a part to play. There's no doubt about it.
Have you seen this work in the, you know, in your role as a careers advisor? Have you seen it shape teens in a positive way?
Oh, absolutely, all the time. I often deal with kids who are unmotivated or, you know, really struggling at school. If I can tap into some of their strengths and some of their passions and who they are and, you know, start speaking into their world positive things, they start to shift and they start to believe for a better future. They get so down on themselves. There's so much negativity in the media, not just towards teenagers, but everything they watch and listen to. We need to bring a brighter hope for them, a brighter future for our kids.
Absolutely. So do you think then, as a parent listening right now, maybe wanting to say, yep, I sign up to change this culture and to change the perception of teenagers, what do they need to do? Is it mostly about the words and the way they speak, or is there more to it than that?
I think it's, that's the number one. It's your belief system about straight away you set yourself up success or failure by what you believe. Look, I'm not saying if you have a great positive attitude that your teenager is going to be perfect, because no person is perfect, no relationship is perfect. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's just a good foundational place to start. So, but yeah, and then it's interesting, what you believe affects what how you act and how you interact and how you, you know, you straight, if you're coming from a place of confidence, you interact much more positively with your kids. You engage with them better. You listen to them better. You try and see their perspective rather than going, oh my gosh, everything's going to be a disaster and it's all not going to work out, which is the fear that creates that. So, you know, look, it wasn't always like this, Laura. In different points in history, the word teenager did not even exist. There was like you were either an adult or you were a child. Children had a lot more responsibility. You know, they often had to work on farms or factories. You know, there's a side to that that's obviously negative. You know, children were used in child labour, etc. But, you know, there's now this huge gap. They've been given far more freedom and less responsibility, and not much is it expected of them. So we need to change that around, begin to expect better of them, give them some responsibility, and let them grow in freedom as they show maturity and responsibility. And that's a really good way to help this whole process as well. So in the coming weeks, as we've discussed, we'll talk about other areas that will help your relationship with your team. But this is definitely a good starting place.
Fantastic. Thank you so much again, Wendy, and we will definitely catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.